This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will release the 17th installment of Pradhan Mantri Kisan Samman Nidhi amounting to more than 20,000 crore rupees to around 9.26 crore beneficiary farmers through direct benefit transfer today. So far, more than 11 crore eligible farmer families have received benefits of more than 3 lakh 4,000 crore rupees under PM Kisan scheme. During the event, the Prime Minister will also grant certificates to more than 30,000 women from self-help groups as Krishi Sakhis. This certification course also aligns with the objectives of the Lakhpati Didi program. During his Varanasi visit today, where he will participate in PM Kisan Samman Sammelan, the Prime Minister will depart for Bihar tomorrow. Akashvani correspondent reports that this is the first visit of Mr. Modi to Varanasi after being sworn in as Prime Minister for the third time. The Prime Minister signed his first file authorizing release of the 17th installment of PM Kisan Nidhi, reflecting the commitment of the government towards farmer welfare. National Security Advisor Ajit Doval chaired the second meeting of the U.S.-India Initiative on Critical and Emerging Technology, ICET, with his United States counterpart Jake Sullivan in New Delhi. During the second ICET meeting yesterday, Mr. Doval and Mr. Sullivan set the vision for the next chapter of the Strategic Technology Partnership. The White House said both sides underscored their commitment to orienting the cooperation around breakthrough achievements in priority critical and emerging technology areas by focusing on co-production, co-development, and research and development opportunities and enhancing coordination with like-minded nations to deliver secure, reliable, and cost-competitive technology solutions for the American and Indian people and partners around the world. They welcomed the inaugural meeting of the U.S.-India ROK Trilateral Technology Dialogue held in Seoul in March and ongoing cooperation with Australia and Japan through the Quad. The White House has reiterated that the visit of U.S. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan to India will further deepen the already strong partnership between the two countries and create a more prosperous Indo-Pacific. In a White House press briefing, White House National Security Communications Advisor John Kirby cited India and the U.S. as the two oldest and largest democracies, adding that they both share a unique bond of friendship. He further underscored the purpose of Jake Sullivan's visit, which is to expand key areas of cooperation between the two nations. Earlier, Sullivan called on Prime Minister Narendra Modi and briefed him on the progress in various areas of bilateral cooperation, particularly under the Initiative on Critical and Emerging Technologies. Four Indian fishermen were arrested by the Sri Lankan Navy today. The fishermen belonging to Pudukkottai were fishing near Nedumtivu when they were arrested for trespassing into Sri Lankan waters. They were later taken to the Kankesanthurai port for further inquiry. The Indian Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast that northern parts of the country will continue to experience heatwave to severe heatwave conditions today. Heatwave conditions are very likely in parts of Uttar Pradesh, Punjab, Haryana, Chandigarh, Delhi, Himachal Pradesh, Bihar, Uttarakhand, Jharkhand, isolated parts of Jammu and Kashmir, North Madhya Pradesh, coastal Andhra Pradesh, Rajasthan, Vidarbh, and Gangetic West Bengal. In a remarkable intraday session today, Sensex and Nifty hit their new all-time high levels. The BSE Sensex surged by 334 points, reaching the milestone of 77,327. NSE Nifty also scales new heights, gaining 108 points to touch a record peak of 23,574. Key gainers include Wipro, Titan, Mahindra & Mahindra, Tech Mahindra, Infosys, Bharti Airtel and Hindustan Unilever, reflecting widespread investor confidence and sector-specific bullishness. In javelin, Olympic and world champion Neeraj Chopra will be in action at the World Athletics Continental Gold Tour at the Paavo Nurmi Stadium in Turku, Finland today. The current Asian Games gold medalist and Diamond League finals winner will be challenged by Max Denning of Germany, the youngest member of the coveted 90-meter club and also the season leader. And with that, we end this news bulletin.